We welcome you to another edition of El Paso Primetime, a production of KTEP.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gary. I'm here with Jessica Bain. I'm excited because she's with the Environmental Science Academy over there at Isleta High School. And, you know, Isleta High School is like such wonderful alumni, you know, memories to so many of my friends that went there. For, you know, that is just like one of, like Bowie, only it's just exactly in that same echelon. Lehigh, El Paso. Mm-hmm. You know, high school, Bowie and Isleta. So it's really cool that you're really not only working at such a legacy of a high school, but that you have a program that I'm very interested in as a horticulturist, Jessica. But tell me a little bit about your background. What was your education? What was your degrees in?
My education, I have a Bachelor's of Science in Biology with a minor in Chemistry.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah. It sounds better than what it really is.
Well, I know. But that's right. They don't need to know that.
No one needs to know that,
They don't need to know that. You don't have to tell them that.
Right. And I love what I do. I was one of those people who was kind of wandering around thinking, what am I going to do once I get out of college? Mm-hmm. And I kind of just fell into teaching. Mm-hmm. And when they opened up the Environmental Science Academy at Isleta High School and asked me to come on, it sounded really interesting. And I said, sure, mm-hmm. you know, let me go in and talk to them and see what it's about. And the principal really just sold it to me. It was the Green Academy for Isleta Independent School District. And yes. And so I fell in love with it. He sold me with his presentation and I came in.
Wow.
And it's my passion.
And you blossomed there.
Literally. Thank you. Literally, right? Yes.
Right.
Yes. And with my background with biology and chemistry, mm-hmm. it really comes in really handy because, you know, environmental science just encompasses every science that's out there.
Mm-hmm. But I like it because it's usually more natural sciences.
It is.
Right? It's not because for a while, you know, I think they called it horticulture. I was in the horticulture and vocational ag at my high school.
Yes.
And back then, you know, before computers, that dates me. I'm in the dinosaur league. But anyway, but when the computer showed up, it's like all those natural sciences kind of went to the back seat, didn't it?
It did, because there was a big emphasis on technology.
Right.
Right.
And so everyone kind of ditched that and everybody. But what made did you have a vocational agriculture department at Isleta High School there for a while?
They did for a while, and that was before my time there at the high school.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the Environmental Science Academy is housed in the old ag building.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. So you got and what made Isleta High School decide to turn around a little bit? Because you do still have computers.
We do.
Right.
We do.
But to integrate the computers with this environmental science area that you're in, how do you do that? What is that you do there?
How do they combine? How do they come together?
Right.
Well, with the academy itself, there's two sides to it. There's mm-hmm. the science side and there's the engineering side of it. And we actually have a little tagline to go with it where we focus on energy, engineering, and sustainability. And so the students in their engineering classes actually use the technology, the computers, to design their projects.
Uh-huh.
You know, so right now one of their big projects is a greenhouse, which we're hoping to be 100% automated, hopefully within the next year and a half.
Wow.
And with that, the kids actually started on an AutoCAD program to design the greenhouse itself.
And those AutoCAD is the way that you can do drafting
yes.
of plans and, you know, and landscaping or whatever. And whatever you want, architect on the computer.
Right.
How they cool build is
their,
that?
That's right. They build their plans and then put them to life.
Wow. I bet you they love that.
They do. Oh, they absolutely love
yes,
it.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Okay. So when you came in, you were the first one.
I was.
How did you start setting it up? I mean, how did you get the kids? Because I assume you were telling me that this is a magnet campus, I guess what they used to call it, where any child or any kid in the Isleta School District can, if they want to be in this, they can apply for it and go to your school.
Yes, that is true. Isleta Independent School District, every high school in the district itself has a focus,
okay.
and they call them academies.
Okay.
And from what I understand, Isleta High School was the only one that did not have one at the time. Mm-hmm. And so the superintendent for the district 4 years ago, decided that he wanted to build a green academy.
And what's his name?
His name was Dr. Salkowski.
Okay.
Yes. And so he saw the need for a green academy. He saw a need.
Gosh, that's really far thinking.
He was awesome. And he saw the need for a focus on sustainability within the district itself.
Wow.
And so he decided that since Isleta High School did not have one, mm-hmm. and I think part of it maybe had to do with the fact that Isleta High School is the oldest high school in the district, you
yes,
know?
It is.
And you know what they say? The greenest building is the one that's already built, right? Is that the saying that they use?
I don't know, Rick. Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Very good. Gosh, you're so demure. Okay.
I totally believe it too.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
very good.
Right.
Okay.
And so that's how the academy came to be at Isleta High School itself. And so they searched for an instructor, mm-hmm. and they approached me and asked if I would like to go in and learn about the program. Mm-hmm. And I did. And like I said, Mr. Burton, the principal at the time, sold me on it. He had one heck of a presentation for you.
Right.
And so I said yes. And the way I just started by using the contacts that the district had already made with people within the community. They went out to different organizations that were already out. I believe one of them was called You Are Green.
Yes.
And I believe, Rick, that you were a part of You Are Green?
Yes.
Okay.
And Ms. Robin Roberts, who's also a very good friend of mine, who works with us on Renewal Paso that we had the show on last week.
Yes, right, exactly.
Yes. I contacted them and said, you know, help me, guide me, show mm-hmm. me the way towards green.
To set this up.
Right, how do I set this up? And we formed an advisory committee.
Wow.
And we had members from the city of El Paso come in, members from the district, and people from that You Are Green organization come in and say, you know, if you're going to have a program on sustainability, this mm-hmm. is what you need.
Yes.
And so we've incorporated water conservation, waste management, agriculture, energy,
right.
of course, trying to move away from fossil fuels and going towards renewable energies.
Right.
And soil conservation, which goes with the ag side of it.
Yes.
And then, of course, the engineering part of it, because the students are going to be
cool
making a change.
That you did the
they need to learn to build.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So how many students do you have now in your academy?
Well, when we started 4 years ago, we started with a whopping 21 students. And we have now grown to a little over 80. Within
wow.
the last 4 years.
So there is growing. Are they telling other people about it? Or is there just a more awareness about sustainability? And so kids want to be, because I know that's a really cool topic, young topic. Right?
I think what really sells it is the engineering side of it. And then definitely, you know, these kids have seen a need to take hold of their own future,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, and if they want to have the resources that we have now, then, mm-hmm. then they're the ones responsible to mm-hmm. to use them in a sustainable manner.
Well, you know what I like about your program, Jessica, is many times the No Child Left Behind has been criticized because of the testing.
Right.
Saying that they're not having children who can think for themselves. But your program sounds like these kids are using computers, they're doing engineering, they're planning their own plans, and they're building it. So this doesn't sound like what the testing thing that's been going on.
No, it's not. And a big focus on it really is the kids developing their own projects. And
mm-hmm.
we are a 9th through 12th program. And the students do start developing their own programs in the 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really more facilitators than anything else for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we're teaching them the science and we're teaching them how to use the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, where they're guiding them 100% of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the students develop their own program from start to finish.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, well, because I was there. I visited you down there with Rick.
Yes.
And was watching the kids building trusses. And they were doing something they made their own little planes. And we're flying them?
Yes, they were making solar planes, yes.
So what do you see as it expands? It's obviously going to expand.
Yes.
So what do you see for new ideas that are coming up?
New ideas coming up. Well, we definitely want to grow in numbers because, again, key to any of this is awareness and education.
Mm-hmm.
And it just going back to that, I always find it very interesting when my students come back and say, you know, I caught my mom not recycling. And I went back to her and told her, Mom.
Busted mom.
Right, exactly.
Busted mom.
Or I have parents coming in and saying, you know, you get me in trouble with my child because I forgot to throw the plastic bottle in the blue bin instead of, you know. And so so I think that's great because they really are embracing it. They're into it.
Right.
And so my hope, obviously, at the high school, we're 9 through 12, but my hope is to maybe eventually get the middle school involved and take it down to even younger ages.
That's a great idea.
You know, and start getting students involved in it, mm-hmm. you know, even from K through 12.
So you could have feeder schools where you could do programs introducing them to
yes.
this, and then that way they would, I'm sure that they would want to go to your school then.
Yes.
And how, okay, being that it's this academy, they just can't take a bus to get to it, do they? I mean, because they're from all over, and Isleta's a big area.
It's a very big district, yes,
yes
ma'am.
Yes, it is.
No, they can't just take a bus to come. Unfortunately, I wish that I could say sign up for the program and we'll bus you in, and that would be amazing.
Right.
But we just don't have the resources and facilities to do so right now.
Right.
But yes, we do have open enrollment in our district, and if any student is interested in coming and being a member of the academy, then they just have to become a transfer student for Isleta High School, mm-hmm. and they would fill out the application that we have, mm-hmm. which is a very short and easy application mm-hmm. that consists all of why are you interested in environmental sustainability?
Do they have grades, you know? Certain grades in order?
They need to make sure that, you know, they keep their grades above passing,
right.
And we do have the higher level, the pre-advanced placement classes and mm-hmm. the advanced placement classes that they would need to take.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, of course, that should never, you know, deter a student from taking the class
sure.
itself.
Right.
But we welcome anybody who's interested. And to me, the more the merrier.
So give some info. Could you give some, like, is it a website they can go to, or how do they find this application? Give us your information on how they can get into the academy.
What they can do is they can always email me mm-hmm. at jbain@yisd.net.
Mm-hmm.
And I have e-versions of everything because, of course, we're the Green Academy. And so I'll be more than happy to.
Oh, just so great. From cradle to grave.
Right? Right? And so I can forward them the information and they can submit it right back to me.
Oh, very good.
Yes. And they can also call me at 915-434-8170
mm-hmm.
and ask for any more information that they need. And we are working on our website. We had one, but our district recently converted to a different provider for our websites.
Yes.
And so I need to get one open up for the academy specifically.
Okay. But is there a deadline that, you know, if you're in junior, where I came from, it was junior high. Now it's here. It's middle school.
It's middle school, right?
Right, right. Is there a deadline as any registration for any student? Is there a deadline?
I don't want to say there's registration deadlines.
Okay.
I would like to be able to have things submitted, let's say, by the end of May so
okay.
that we have everything set for the next school year.
Yeah, good. I just mm-hmm. want to give so people won't think, well, it's September and I'm going to see if I can get in.
Right. At that point, it might be a bit late since we start school in August, but if we can get it before the new school year begins, that'd be great.
Plus, we know, because I was a late bloomer, and mm-hmm. A lot of kids don't know what they want to do. Maybe they were a freshman at another Isleta school.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just hit their buddy told them, hey, there's this great thing over at Isleta High that we have this science academy and you want to join. And it's really fun. It's not like what it sounds like.
And, you know, and it's not what it sounds like because a lot
you know
of people,
kids, you
they
know
right. They're like, so what do you do?
Oh, my gosh, I'll never
what
be able
is
to
that
do
you
a science
do?
Academy. You know?
Right, right. And it's people always see your science and they think it's hard.
Yes.
Or difficult, you
right.
know, and it's really not. I always tell my students, come, try it out. It's tons of fun.
Yes.
And, you know, and I love it because my students always say, we had so much fun today. And, you know, we have all these fun little gadgets. We have our solar modules out there that the students are doing.
I know. The planes were really cool.
Yes, yes.
Except when they crashed. But
well, but you know what? Kids love that, too.
They love that, too. They eat that up. I know.
They eat that up.
And then you had these cool, you were recycling tires that you actually pulled out of an arroyo near the campus.
Right. There is an arroyo that runs right behind the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so the students, you know, kind of did double duty with that. They did waste management by keeping it out of a landfill, first of all. They
right.
did a community service by cleaning up the area, and they did they painted them up nice and pretty and made them into planters.
And you got you went and your group went and got donated paint.
Yes, they actually went to Environmental Services and got free paint from the City of El Paso's Environmental Services.
That paint that they probably didn't use anymore.
That's
and
right.
That way it didn't get dumped into the landfill.
Exactly.
Very good.
Exactly.
Pretty cool. There was some pink there. I don't know what the Environmental Services were doing with pink, unless it was a girl's bathroom or something.
Right.
But they had some pretty pink tires out there.
Yes.
They even had one real nice Yokohama that I thought about like stealing and putting on my car. It looked so new. Well, I decided I better not do that yet, you know.
It's a pink tire on your
How cool
car there.
Is that?
Right, right.
Right. So I know. And then what were you doing with these tires?
The tires were really just used as planters. The students bringing in compost from their homes.
Right.
And so they're
Kitchen waste,
making compost out of it so that they can have some fertile soil to grow their plants in.
Right.
And those are plants that we are hoping to put into our greenhouse once it's completed.
See, so you have a plan.
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
I was very impressed with the plan.
We do.
Because right away when I was driving up the side street to your facility and I saw all those colorful tires, I went, I know where it is.
That's where it is right there because who
right
else would
there.
Have these tires?
Exactly. I know that's got to be. Yeah,
right,
you know.
Right. And cool. Besides that, we also do some energy conservation projects. And so one of our very first graduating classes, because every senior has to complete a senior project.
Wow.
And one of the projects that they did was energy conservation in the restrooms where the academy is housed.
Wow.
Right, right. And with it, not only was it energy conservation, it was also water conservation. And they put in some flush valves, you know, the ones where you don't need – they're not necessarily automatic. But they are one of those where you use a little less water if you don't need a great big flush.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And if you need a great big flush, then you pull the handle the other way to get more water.
And did they install those?
They did.
Wow.
They did install them. And they got motion sensors in for the lights so that our lights aren't running 24/7 like they were before.
Yes.
They installed aerators into the sinks so that we don't have that fast flow of water.
Right,
we can save
right.
some
it
water.
Has more air in
right.
it to break it up. Wow.
Right. And they changed the lighting in there as well so
right.
that we
And so that was so what senior class was that?
That was the senior class of 2011.
Okay. And what did 2012 do?
2012. Oh, now you're making
Oh,
me
no. That's right. I'm not okay. If you don't remember, I'm sure it was really cool. But this is what they do.
Actually,
they do.
2012 expanded on that one, and they're the ones that did the motion sensors in the restroom.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's really neat. So do you think that maybe in the future you'll be going as senior thesis to other high schools in the Isleta district and doing things for them?
We hope so. We hope to serve as the model for all schools in the city.
Sure.
Not necessarily just our district, but
yeah.
all schools. And
wow.
Part of it also goes out to maybe going to companies, because another thing that we've done is we did, see, I just remembered a 2012 project.
Yay.
They did eco parking. And so what they did is they actually took a survey of all of the, I want to say faculty drivers on campus
yes.
to find out who was most, you know, eco-friendly and energy efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones with the lowest numbers as far as carbon emission goes,
right.
they gave them special parking, I should say, or I should actually put it as closer parking to the building itself. So
yes.
it was kind of a reward. You know, you're helping us save our planet, so we're going to give you
yeah,
know, closer parking.
So when you come in late, you can still get
You
there.
Can still get a good spot. Exactly. You can still get a good spot.
I hate when that happens. When you're late, you're also way far away.
Right, and you have
right.
quite a hike to go. Exactly. You've got a long hike in.
I hate that.
Right. So one of the goals for that, because we're always building on all of our projects, is to take it to businesses and say, you know, would you be interested in maybe trying something like this for your customers?
That is fantastic.
Yes.
So you have now the 2013 class could do something like that if they wanted to.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess they have to start deciding what that is pretty soon.
Well, they are already deciding. The seniors from this year are already working on their projects.
Very good.
Yes.
Wow, Jessica. I didn't realize. Did you know they were doing all that over there, Rick?
I did.
Yeah, and you're over there helping them, aren't you?
Yeah, on some projects I am.
Yeah, very nice.
Those related to solar, yes.
Yeah, those related to solar.
Which we have quite a few of.
Well, we were thinking about, because I've been brought in now, and that's why I couldn't believe I hit the mother load with all you guys.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Well, I'm just happy to be there. And one of them would be with the greenhouse, maybe having Rick set up a solar panel to power a 12-volt automatic irrigation valve to water the greenhouse.
Yes,
correct?
That is correct.
That's going to be fun.
And we're looking at having an integrated programmable logic controller. So the students, especially those that are beginning to cabbage onto CAD, on these CAD designs that Jessica's talking about, they would also receive experience in being able to open up the programmable logic controller software and build ladder logic diagrams, programs to go ahead and run different sequences in energy management and water management. So, this is going to be and I'm so looking forward to working with you on this project.
Right, so am I, but I don't know if I even understood half the stuff you just said. But that's I know that I'm going to be very helpful.
And, you know, I just want to add that I wanted to add how happy I am y'all coming down to help us out with these projects, because one of the main goals of the Academy is to have students work with members of the community, you know, because students are always so shy to speak to adults.
Yes, and that's not, it shouldn't be, because I love working with kids.
Right.
I work with them. I used to be at the zoo, but I escaped, you know. But before I escaped, I had many children that I worked with, and it was great. Like I was saying, you know, sometimes you will help them, and they go through their adolescent period, and they act like they're all mad because you caught them with their boyfriend in the greenhouse. But then later, you know, like several years later, you run into them where they're working, and they'll say, "Those were the best years of my life." And I'm like, "Really?"
I thought you hated me.
I know, I thought you hated me, but no, now they love me. So
it's
amazing how they change and do that. No, I'm very much excited about it. And I'm just glad we're letting everybody know, the adults know about it. And also the kids, if they want, now they know there's this really cool, academy that is a science academy, but it's a fun academy.
It is.
And it's a learning academy. But basically what I'm really glad about is they're learning not just the skills of engineering and computerized, CAD and all that, but they're learning to think.
Yes.
And that is in itself what we really need with youth today.
We need thinkers.
Yeah, because I know a lot of these technology companies, every once in a while they come up in my Google or Gmail news, we're not getting enough thinkers. You know, there's no thinkers anymore. But obviously, it sounds like the school district is shifting their way to making kids think, because that's what really needs to happen out there in the real world. Well, let me have you give your address or your contact information again.
Okay. So the email would be jbane, and that's BANE, at yisd.net. Mm-hmm. And the phone number would be 915-434-8170.
And then you will tell them how to get one of those applications, or can they download it off a website?
I can send it to them.
Oh,
I can email it right back to them.
Do you interview them before they come in?
Or? We do not. We just go over the application itself.
That's great. Because, you know, being a late bloomer, I would have failed the first interview. But by my next interview, I probably would have done pretty good. But.
Right. And I don't want to scare them off.
Don't scare them off.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get more over there. We're going to double our size.
Right. And it all comes down to, if you love hands-on work and doing problem-based learning, then we're the academy for you.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good. Do you help with workshops with Rick and Renew El Paso on weekends?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do, since I found my passion with sustainability and renewable energy and all of that fun stuff. Uh-huh. When I was working with Rick with helping me bring stuff into the academy, he came and told me, you know, hey, we're going to start this group called Renew El Paso. Would you be interested in joining us? And so, of course, my answer was, of course I want to help out.
Yeah.
And exactly. tell me what to do and where I need to be there, and I'll do it.
Well, now that you and Rick are both radio personalities now.
Oh, my.
Now, you know, what you can do is you can have, you know, when you have do you participate in that, was it the Reliant?
Reliance Outdoor Supply.
I always want to call it Reliance Sports, but I know it's not Reliance Sports. And once again, that's over on Donovan.
Yes.
Off of Osborne. Is it Osborne?
No, it's on Donovan Park and Sunland Park.
Right.
Okay, okay. Oh, it's over there in that strip center area?
Yes. It's right behind the Sonic.
Yes, that's where I go all the time in the middle of summer. And I get at 2 o'clock. I have to go get the 2 o'clock thing. That's good, because I want people to know where it is. And it's usually on weekends?
It's on weekends. We also do for those that can't attend weekends because maybe they work, we also do a weekday class as well.
Wow. Are you workshops there too?
I am.
Gosh, you are busy.
I am.
You are. But it's so much fun.
But yeah, we love it.
But I was going to say, I can tell you guys either by your eyes, you're all, you know, you get all, you know, you light up when you talk about it. So this place is, it sells camping equipment. It sells, what else?
Homesteading.
Oh,
equipment.
Yes. Oh, you know, very
so
good.
For those that want to get into canning and jarring and pick, you know, pickling stuff.
I'm into that. I was a earth mother, you know.
Oh, right.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
Well, back in the day. But I dyed my hair so it wasn't gray anymore.
Well, in that case, they've got – so they've got seeds. They've got, you know,
wow,
you know, vegetable seeds. They've got a big aquaponic setup already.
Really? They have
do.
Wow.
And so they've got mountain climbing equipment. They've got some really fun stuff.
Well, the reason why I asked was because I've heard about all that on their radio commercial, which, you know, but I didn't realize that by being connected with your group that they have all – did they have that before or after you joined them? Did they have the aquaponics?
Oh, no, they had it before we joined them.
I'll be darned. So if you want to get into any of these renewable resource type projects, they probably have what either order for you or be able to get it for you.
You'd be surprised. I was surprised on how much equipment they have on hand. Already.
I am too, definitely.
It's so much fun. And they've got some really fun classes there.
And what are the kind of other classes?
They've got classes in ham radio.
I love ham radio.
Yes, on how to size a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
They've got classes in and how to jar and pickle.
Yeah, yeah, I know that one.
So. You know,
And they also do classes like on rock climbing. And
they do classes
and
on rock climbing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really
okay.
Cool.
And so do your students come to these workshops, or are these only for adults?
They're for everybody. They're for children and for adults.
Uh-huh.
You just need to take a look at, you know, when you visit them, they've got a little list.
Very
and
nice.
But what we're hoping to see more of this year, mm-hmm, is participation, volunteers from the Environmental Science Academy, the
right,
high school kids, mm-hmm, actually taking part and co-leading some of the solar workshops.
Well, I can't tell you, this old hippie girl is just, you just warm my heart because because we were trying to do that back in the day, and I don't know what happened. They got computers, and then we all became the 80s, and then I don't know, our brains went right out the window.
Well, it's totally, my mom was a... Is a hippie,
yes,
and
I'm
she put that stuff in me and my grandma. No, it's
yeah, that's
yeah, it's,
cool.
It's in the blood.
That's very good, very good. Well, if you were going to say something to these kids to just really get them excited about coming to your program, what would you say?
Wow.
You know, you're going to say it's fun and it's also educational.
Oh,
and
it's
don't be
fun.
Afraid
no,
of it.
Right. Don't be afraid of it. It's it's challenging, but not to the point where you won't be able to handle it.
You're not going to be like science nerds.
No.
You're not going to have a Sheldon Cooper in your group.
No. Well, you know, maybe I have a couple of Sheldon Coopers, and that's okay.
Yes.
Because being a nerd isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
You know, but
actually,
but
it's a cool thing.
It is.
Cool
it's
thing.
A cool
it's
thing.
It's a cool thing.
It's a cool thing. And, but it's, I can't even express how much fun we have. I love going to work because all I do is laugh with my students all day long.
And you guys do a lot of hands-on.
We do. Right. We do a lot of hands-on.
Wow.
And so these kids just can't wait to come in every day and get their tools out and get to work. And it's amazing. I love it. I love seeing them.
Well, all I can say is I am just really glad to be a part of you guys. And watch out. I'm a dynamo, too. I'm
all
sure
right.
You kind of figured that out. So, and later we'll have more of your Renewal El Paso people, including yourselves, come back and we'll see what other projects you're doing in the future.
You got it. Thank
Great.
You so much.
Well, thank you very much, Jessica and Rick. Thank you.
Thank you.
El Paso Primetime is a production of KTEP. Past episodes of El Paso Primetime are archived on ktep.org. Up next, it's Louis Signs and Perspectives. Have a great weekend.